welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you join me. I so look forward to this time, and I hope you do as well, because it's a time that we can be refreshed by the Spirit of the Lord. And today I just want to share, I don't have any teaching, but I just want to share some thoughts with you. And there is a scripture, however, I'd like to read, found in Psalm 139:17. And this is such a beautiful expression of appreciation of God's benevolence toward us. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! And as I've been thinking about what are the thoughts of the Lord toward us, think about that. What are His intentions? What sort of plans? What are his concerns toward us? What is He thinking? And one of the thoughts that He shared with me is the importance of the spiritual environment of your dwelling place, your home, wherever you live. Now, you might live in a house or apartment or even just a single room. I did that many days when I was younger, before I was married. Yet, no matter how humble your surroundings, it's what God has presently provided as your place of shelter. And there is such a great need today for the rest of God's presence in our homes. Rather than being a battlefield of tension and trouble, as in so many cases, it should be a refuge of refreshing from the cares and pressures of the outside world. In Numbers 9:18, it says of Israel that they rested in their tents. And if Israel could find rest in their tent dwellings, why cannot we experience that much needed rest for our dwellings in our day? Yes, you know, we go to church to experience God's presence, but there's a need to translate that same awareness and consciousness of the Lord into our personal dwelling places, our homes, where we carry, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual fatigue from the struggles of life. And what I'd like to do today is just help you become aware in increasing measure that Jesus lives with you, and He's present right there where you are, wherever you live, and to help you with every concern on your heart. He desires to bring you into a blessed peace and rest. The awareness of His presence will bring healing, deliverance, whatever it is you need, and He'll give you new strength to run in the race. Remember, there's a gateway of glory into His rest open at all times to believers, and that is the practice of thanksgiving and praise, even in the very midst of our trials that we go through. I don't know if you can grasp what I'm trying to share, but I just know so strongly in my spirit that what His thoughts are in regard to you for this. He wants us to be at peace. When you close that front door, it's to be a closing out of all that would trouble, dishearten, or perplex you. In your particular place that He's given you, no matter where it is, your singular sanctuary, Jesus is waiting to welcome you into His presence and to give you comfort and to nurture you and to give you the wisdom that you need. You know, I just pray that this will become a reality to you and to all of my partners, that we can experience that presence, especially as you know, in this time of year, the holidays, as they approach, that we could have this sense of refuge from the craziness that's out there in the world. For the Lord would speak to you, my beloved, my precious one, that there is a secret place, a hiding place near my heart, where you shall find rest for your soul. In the secret place of the Most High, I shall cover you with my feathers, and under my wings shall you trust. As you have determined to make your God the place of your habitation, no evil shall befall you. As it is written, no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. The consequences of sin bring plagues of judgment that compass those dwelling outside of the tabernacles of the Lord. But I have called you to a pleasant and peaceful place in your God that cannot be disturbed by the cares of life, as you determine to praise me. As you sacrifice the incense of praise upon the altar of your heart, I will pour healing balm into your soul to bind up your wounds. Come aside for a little while and experience my love for you that will refresh and will renew you, says the Lord to his beloved. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your promise of peace. Amen. Well, since the Lord has spoken the way he has, I just feel to share something that I was reading and going over before I came on the air. And it was something the Lord gave me, about 10 years ago. He gave me a vision as I was praying for UCM Partners. And he gave me, it didn't last very long, but it was really a beautiful vision of the Bride of Christ that I'd like to share with you. And I think it will perhaps touch the hearts of many of you who are listening, because I believe, as I pray, that God will bring those whom he wants to listen to the broadcast, because he knows your personal needs. You may not listen all the time. This might be the first time you're listening, but I believe the Spirit of God directs not only what I have to share, what I teach, how I minister, but also those who are listening at any given time, because he's God over time, and he knows those who he wants to touch and minister to, whether it's through the broadcast or the testimonies I get are just wonderful of how a letter that I've written and shared, it just arrives at the right time, and they're so blessed because it speaks to their situation. I'm thinking of one sister who wrote recently. I just felt to write her. I mean, she hadn't even written in, and there had some real crisis that occurred in the family, and the letter arrived just on that day to strengthen and sustain her. It was a timely word for the situation. So, beloved, it might just be the slightest of prompts, but don't ignore it, because God has a reason for having you respond. Well, anyway, going back to this vision the Lord gave me, it was a vision of the Bride of Christ, and I'll just share it with you. She was older than she appeared, but because even though she was young, she still had some appearance of youthfulness, but she had been sick, and there was strain, and that strain and that sickness and stress had taken their toll upon her youthful beauty. And she was unable to carry on any longer, and she'd taken to her bed. And there were family and friends and neighbors who were really concerned, loud cries of what's going on, what's happening, and each one had a differing opinion of what was wrong with her and what should be done. And there were those who had ostracized her and found fault, and they complained that this was wrong, and this kind of behavior was totally unacceptable. And the confusion that she was experiencing and the upset that of those that were in the room with her just seemed to drain the very life from her with every passing moment. She was very sickly in body and in soul. And then a cry was heard, "He's here." And again in the vision, Jesus walked into the room, and quietly and quickly he removed from that bedchamber those who had been pressing in and surrounding her. And he just exited them out until it was just he and his bride. They were alone. The tumult of the crowd faded. And he didn't speak any words, but his actions were very eloquent, and they revealed the purposes of his heart. As the great physician, he skillfully administered to her physical needs, and as the lover of her soul, to her wounded spirit. She was too weak to speak, but her eyes betrayed the depth of her emotion, and her grateful glances spoke of her love and joy that he had come to her side. Gently cradling her head with his left hand, he tenderly fed her with his own hands and nourished her back to health. Finally, he softly asked, "Are you ready to stand?" And with a slight nod of her head, she reached out her hand to hold his, and he lifted her from her bed. And with that, the vision ended. And as I was reflecting on that overwhelming drama that I had just witnessed, I was moved to tears, thinking of the exquisite tenderness and love and concern of the bridegroom for his beloved bride. he would allow none but his own hand to minister to her. As I sought understanding from the Lord, I received the following insight. She was relatively mature. She had received much knowledge, instruction, and revelation about her betrothed, yet she wasn't whole. She desperately needed healings on so many levels, and that's true of many of you listening. You've walked with the Lord for years, but you need healing. And she wanted to be well so badly. She herself was grieved because even though she had learned much, she knew she was not able to give herself fully to the courtship of her bridegroom. But Jesus, he was the deciding factor. And that vision, I believe, speaks of his passion and jealousy for his bride. Beloved, try as we may, our best efforts merely weary us, but only Jesus, who intimately knows us, knows exactly the right prescription for each of our individual conditions. God certainly uses others to speak to us and to encourage us in our walk with the Lord, yet the clear emphasis of the vision is that the Lord's absolute right and prerogative to receive our full, undivided attention as he restores us to health, that we can enjoy that abundant life that he's promised us. So, brother, sister, if you can relate to this, if you're that bride of Christ who needs healing, he wants to shut you in with himself, and in that solitude, touch your soul as only he can. I just know that he has so much for us in the days ahead. And I believe a door is opening in the Spirit where you can walk in a prosperity spiritually, physically, and circumstantially that's going to open a door of divine destiny. Just know that I'm praying for you, beloved, and I just ask that you just do whatever the Lord says. You might need to spend some more time with him, but healing comes from his hands. And if you need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here for you. The announcer is going to give you that contact information, and know that your letters, you don't have to write much. They're prayerfully received. I can read between the lines. I've been doing this for many decades, and I know that you'll be blessed as I pray for you and send back what God gives. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you next time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.